AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Omicron is now in at least four U.S. states, but
this is not a cause for major alarm. I need to say that because we do not have enough information.
The governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, says there are at least five patients in her state and a man who tested positive in Minnesota after attending an anime conference last month at the Javits Center, which 50,000 other people attended. Her recommendation?
If you're not vaccinated, get vaccinated. If you have vaccinations, both series, get the third dose, which is your booster. Ensure that our children are masked up, as well as making sure that they get their vaccinations of anyone above 5 years old. And also recommend that people continue to wear their masks.
One health official says Omicron is a spark and says the Delta variant is still the fire. President Biden's urging the nation to rally behind his plan for more testing at home, in school, and at airports, and for more people to get vaccines or boosters. The risk of a government shutdown appears to be easing, with the Senate poised to pass a measure to fund the government through February 18th. Police in Beverly Hills say a 29-year-old parolee is being charged in the shooting death of 81-year-old Jacqueline Avant. The suspect was caught with a gun at another home nearby that had been burglarized. The assistant director who handed Alec Baldwin a prop gun that went off on the set of Rust, killing a cinematographer, is backing up the actor's assertion he didn't pull the trigger. Here's Baldwin in an exclusive ABC interview with George Stephanopoulos.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger.
An Ohio sheriff's deputy who fatally shot Casey Goodson Jr. in the back last year has surrendered to authorities on murder and reckless homicide charges. Stocks ended higher, the Dow up 617. This is AP News. OPEC and allied oil-producing countries have decided to stick to their plans to boost the amount of oil they pump to the world.
Steady, modest monthly increases in oil releases, an increase in production of 400,000 barrels per day for the month of January. The pace has frustrated the U.S. and other oil-consuming nations amid rising gasoline prices. The decision comes despite fresh uncertainty over the global economic recovery with the emergence of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. Crude oil prices fell with news of the variant, and then again on the OPEC Plus decision not to curtail production. I'm Ben Thomas.
Extreme weather and supply chain disruptions are leading to a nationwide shortage of Christmas trees, both real and artificial. Officials say live trees are affected by drought and wildfires, the fake ones affected by clogged ports and trucking shortages. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.